It's the BVW Podcast.
Chicago, this is Flight 209er. We're in trouble. We've got to have all traffic below us cleared, and I want a priority approach and landing in Chicago.
Hop in. We're taking flight on the BVW Podcast. Ah, great. The guy next to me has an onion sandwich.
taken off as regular flight 409, Dulles Airport to LAX. Plane, the big one, the 747. All conditions normal. And then it happened. Airport, 1975. An all-new motion picture inspired by the film Airport, based on the novel by Arthur Haley. A dramatic new story with a cast of the screen's greatest names. Charlton Heston.
Damn! Brake pressure's dropping.
Karen Black.
I'm scared.
George Kennedy.
My wife and son are up there on that airplane. I'm going to Salt Lake City.
Gloria Swanson.
The hell with the jewelry. Let's put my book in here.
Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. Susan Clark. Comedian Sid Caesar. Myrna Loy. Linda Blair. And award-winning singer Helen Reddy as Sister Ruth. The most dangerous mid-air rescue ever attempted. An incredible feat of flying and picture-making. Airport 1975.
We're running to make our connecting flight on the BVW podcast.
Dude next to me, but he brought on a full-on meal.
I mean, had that happen before.
And it was from a Mexican restaurant. He brought his on. I mean, he had a four-course meal. My man had chips and queso, guacamole, refried beans and rice, and it was all in his lap. The smell was so strong. I'm like, come on, man. Like, this is a tight fit.
Captain Lord again. If you all look out the left side of our aircraft, it'll tip over.
Yeah. I timed this out so we would pull up at the terminal exactly 17 minutes after their flight is supposed to land. That gives them just enough time to get off the plane, pick up their bags, and be walking out of the terminal as we roll up. I tell you, it's a thing of beauty. I cannot express to you the feeling I get from a perfect pickup.
Flight 23 Sierra, a private 747, the luxurious plaything of one of the world's wealthiest men.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad you could join us.
I've lost contact with 23 Sierra.
The passengers, a collection of the rich and the beautiful.
He's just not here.
The cargo, a priceless fortune in art.
Well, they're in the Bermuda Triangle.
And now, Flight 23 Sierra is off course. And in trouble. This is Airport 77.
Drown in here.
Nobody is going to drown. The plane is pressurized.
Have you radioed for help?
Radios don't work underwater, but our course has been tracked on radar, and they know exactly where we went down.
What'll we do?
Calm down.
We run out of air for
I said calm down!
An unforgettable adventure. An all-star cast. Airport 77. Bigger, more exciting than Airport 75.
We're pushing the call button and trying to get another beverage as our BVW podcast in-flight entertainment rolls on.
Into the distance, ribbon of black, stretching.
attraction that's holding me fast. How can I escape this irresistible grasp? Can't keep my eyes from the circling sky. Tongue-tied and twisted, just an earthbound misfit.
Who I have the most respect for is the people who take off their shoes like before we even taken off. They're just like shoes off immediately. And then it's just like a symphony of smells. And then the worst thing about red eyes is like, because normally during the day, like there'll be like a person who farts maybe on a flight, but then with red eyes, it's just like, yeah, let's do it. It's like that, do you guys remember that thing? Was it like a Disney thing? Where like the frogs would wop, 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 wop. That's basically what it's like. Because you realize when you fly on a red eye, you basically had like a sleepover with like 200 strangers. Like in my life, I'm not used to just waking up with 200 random people. Then everyone in the morning, everyone with their crusty ass eyes, we're all waking up together on the plane. And then you're not just waking up with 200 strangers, you're waking up with 200 strangers where everyone is like giving you shit. Like you don't even, it's not even like they wake you up gently on these fucking red eyes. It's not even like they're like, guys, time to wake. It's like, boom, ladies and gentlemen, we're landing now. Put your feet up. You've got to unplug your shit now. Everyone is dazed. Everyone smells like shit. Because like 200 people, nobody showered. We all just woke up. So yeah, sorry. I'm a little out of sorts. is what I'm saying.
I took 2 weeks vacation for the honeymoon. A couple tickets all inclusive down in Cancun. I couldn't get my money back, so I'm in seat 7A. I'm getting drunk on a plane. I bet the fella on the aisle thought I was crazy, 'cause I taped your picture to the seat back right beside me. Now I've got empty mini bottles filling both our trays. I'm getting drunk on a plane. Fine drinks for everybody but the pilot, it's a party. Got the 737 rocking like a G6. Stewardess is some sexy leaning, pouring coke and whiskey. Told her about my condition, got a little mile high flight attention. It's Mardi Gras up in the clouds. I'm up so high, may never come down. I'll try anything to drown out the pain. They all know why I'm getting drunk on a plane. We had this date marked on the calendar forever. We take that new wet limo airport ride together. I feel like a plastic groom alone there at the top of the cake. So hey, I'm getting drunk on a plane. Buying drinks for everybody but the pilot, it's a party. Got the 737 rocking like a G6. Stewardess is something sexy, leaning, pouring coke and whiskey. Told her about my condition, got a little mile high flight attention. It's Mardi Gras up in the clouds. I'm up so high, I may never come down. Cheap champagne out of a real glass. And when we land, I'll call her up and tell her kiss my ass. 'Cause hey, I'm drunk on a plane. Buying drinks for everybody but the pilot, it's a party. Got the 737 rocking like a G6. Stewardess is so sexy, leaning, pouring coke and whiskey. Told her about my condition, got a little mile high. It's Mardi Gras up in the clouds. I'm up so high, may never come down. I'll try anything to drown out the pain. They all know why I'm getting drunk on a plane. I'm getting drunk on a plane.
Can you fly this plane and land it?
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley. What flying experience have you had?
Well, I flew single-engine fighters in the Air Force, but this plane has four engines. It's an entirely different kind of flying, altogether.
It's an entirely different kind of flying.
We're taking flight on the BVW podcast.
Still make me feel like a thief. You got me stealing your love away, 'cause you never give it. Peeling the years away, and we can't relive it. Oh, I make you laugh, and you make me cry. I believe it's time for me to fly. You said we'd work it out. You said that you had no doubt that deep down we were really in love. Oh, but I'm tired of holding on to a feeling I know is gone. I do believe that I've had enough. I've had enough of the falseness of a one-off relation. Enough of the jealousy and the intoleration. Oh, I make you laugh, yeah, you make me cry. I believe it's time for me to fly.
To acquaint you with the flight pattern for today. Our cruising speed will be approximately 500 miles an hour.
That's cruising!
We are currently flying at an altitude of 32,000 feet.
Well, I started out down a dirty road. Started out all alone. And the sun went down as I crossed the hill. And the town lit up. The world got still. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. Coming down is the hardest thing. Well, the good old days may not return. Rocks might melt, and the seed may burn. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. Coming. say life will beat you down and break your heart, steal your crown. So it started out for God knows where. I guess I'll know when I get there. I'm learning to fly around the clouds. But what goes up must come down. Hardest thing. I'm learning to fly around the clouds. But what goes up must come down. I'm learning to fly. I'm learning.
Put yourself in this man's place. Aboard a transcontinental plane, suddenly half the passengers, including your own son, are struck by a paralyzing deadly illness. And then in the midst of the panic and confusion, the stewardess tells you to come forward to the pilot's compartment. This is what you find. A pilotless plane running wild in a stormy sky.
Can you fly this airplane and land it?
No, not a chance.
You're the only chance we've got.
In front of him, the bewildering array of instruments that blur before his frantic eyes. Beside him, the woman who had once loved him. And behind him, a plane load of frantic passengers.
Ted, we're falling, Ted, we're falling!
We're redeeming all of our frequent flyer miles here on the BVW Podcast.
Thank you.
have a message for the American president. I am in control of flight 343.
There's a hatch on the belly of the 747 near the nose.
We could dock there.
I know you wrote the book on assaulting hijacked aircraft, but this is 5 miles above the Earth.
I don't think we have any other options.
I'm opening the outer hatch.
A life or death decision.
I hope there's a good movie on this flight.
For 400 hostages in a plane.
Keep it going!
Or 40 million civilians on the ground.
You can forget Washington. There's enough nerve agent here to wipe out half the eastern seaboard.
Will come down to a choice between the unthinkable.
The Pentagon is gonna shoot us down.
And the impossible.
I'll reach our airspace in 85 minutes.
The hatch has gotta be closed now or we'll lose both planes.
Order the F-14s to intercept the 747.
Kurt Russell.
I'm losing control of the airplane.
Halle Berry, John Leguizamo. And Steven Seagal.
We're not gonna make it!
Executive decision.
Touching down at the end of our flight with the Beatles and flying here on the BVW podcast. Thanks so much for flying with us, and we'll do another show soon.
Gentlemen, I'd like you to meet your captain. Captain, over.
Gentlemen, welcome aboard.
Captain, your navigator, Mr. Unger, and your first officer, Mr. Dunn.
Unger?
Over.
Over? Dunn. Gentlemen, let's get to work.
Unger, didn't you serve under Over in the Air Force?
Not directly. Technically, Dunn was under Over, and I was under Dunn.
So, Dunn, you were under Over and over Unger.
That's right. Dunn was over Unger, and I was over Dunn.
So you see, both Dunn and I were under Over, even though I was under Dunn.
Dunn was over Unger, and I was over Dunn.